Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach. You know that feeling, right? Like you're swimming through molasses with a backpack full of rocks? That's overwhelm in a nutshell, and it's something we all grapple with, especially as folks with ADHD brains wired for a million things at once. Today, we're diving deep into strategies to combat overwhelm and those gnawing feelings of stress that just won't quit. I'm talking practical tips, real-life hacks, and maybe even a sprinkle of magic. Okay, not really magic, but you get the idea. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, deadlines loom like hungry dragons, and sometimes our to-do lists feel longer than the highway. But here's the good news. You don't have to be at the mercy of overwhelm. You can actually learn to manage it, even thrive amidst the chaos. Remember that scene in a superhero movie where they take down the bad guys with grace and power? That's what we're aiming for, a calm, focused, and unstoppable you. So, buckle up, because we've got 5 key takeaways that are going to be your secret weapons against overwhelm. 1. Embrace the power of saying no. This one is huge. You know how sometimes you feel pressured to say yes to everything? Like a good friend, you want to help, but then bam, you're drowning in commitments and responsibilities. Trust me, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of your time as valuable currency. Invest it wisely, folks. Choose the things that truly matter, the projects that excite you, and the relationships that fuel your soul. When you say yes to something meaningful, you're saying no to unnecessary stress and overwhelm. 2. Break it down. Conquer it one bite at a time. Ever tried tackling a giant monster with your bare hands? Not exactly a recipe for success, right? Well, the same goes for those massive tasks that seem insurmountable. Break them down into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it as deconstructing that scary monster into bite-sized pieces, way less intimidating. 3. The art of prioritization. Focus your energy. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail? Juggling a million things at once? You're not alone. That's where prioritization comes in. It's about focusing your energy on the most important tasks first. Ask yourself, what will have the biggest impact if I get it done? Then, tackle those high-impact items first. It's like a laser focus on what truly matters, leaving less room for overwhelm to creep in. 4. Schedule time for calm. Recharge your batteries. You wouldn't run your car without fuel, right? Our brains need downtime too. Schedule time each day for activities that help you relax and recharge, meditation, yoga, a walk in nature, reading, or even just a good old-fashioned nap, no judgment here. Remember, taking breaks isn't being lazy, it's essential for maintaining focus and preventing burnout. 5. Embrace imperfection. It's okay to not be perfect. Ever get caught in the trap of striving for perfection? It can be a recipe for disaster. Remember, done is better than perfect. Give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Perfectionism is a sneaky monster that feeds on overwhelm, so slay it with kindness and acceptance. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadline looming like a hungry beast. Emails are flooding your inbox, colleagues need your attention, and suddenly you feel that familiar sense of being swamped. What do? You pull out your superpower toolkit. First, you take a deep breath. Remember those recharge breaks? Remind yourself that this is just one project, and it won't define your entire day. You then prioritize the most urgent tasks and delegate anything you can. You also remember to say no to non-essential requests, freeing up time for what truly matters. You break down the big tasks into smaller chunks, celebrating each victory as you go. And guess what? You rock that deadline, feeling calm, focused, and in control because you armed yourself with the right strategies. That's the magic of managing overwhelm. It's about taking control, not letting it control you. So remember, my friends, you are not at the mercy of overwhelm. You have the power to manage it, conquer it, and even thrive amidst the chaos. Remember those key takeaways. Say no to unnecessary commitments, break down tasks into manageable chunks, prioritize your time, schedule breaks for recharge, and embrace imperfection. Now, go out there and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little help managing their overwhelm. And if you have any strategies that have worked wonders for you, drop them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and resilience together. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep shining your brilliant light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.